From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Thursday, August 17th, 2017, and it is 7:51 p.m. when I'm recording this show, and it is day 18 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and I am very thirsty. I need to open up another Tecate here. It was either the third or the fourth one of the day. I lost track. I'm so fucking tired. It's ridiculous. Let me take a sip of this fine Tecate. Oh, yeah, the third or fourth one of the day is always the best. All right, this is day 18 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where a bunch of podcast nerds attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August. And here I am again, friends. I'm so tired. I have a little fishing update. I have not decided where I'm going to go fishing. I'm torn between either going south. Well, first of all, the plan is Saturday. I have a gig with the Joan Jett tribute band, which I'm filling in for their bass player Adam Alvarez. His wife Karen Alvarez plays the Joan Jett part. I'm filling in for Adam because he's playing in a bunch of other bands, and I've always wanted to do this anyway. I've always wanted to get up on stage and play a shitload of Joan Jett songs. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Practiced last night. Didn't get home till almost midnight. Practiced the night before with Feather, which didn't get home till after midnight. Been getting up at 5 o'clock every morning. And as you can possibly hear in my voice, I am just freaking delirious. Anyway, Saturday, the plan is to be at this day gig in somewhere in Tracy called Mountain House. Butler's played there a long time ago. Friend of the show, Tim Smith, who's also participating in the Dog Days of Podcasting. He was there with his wife. I'm playing there with the Joan Jett Band. So we go on at like 1:30. If you're around, it's a benefit for a dog rescue or something. If you're around, come say hi, friends. I'll give you a Tecate out of my personal stash. Just say the secret code. I love Michael Butler. All right. Anyway, we go on stage like 1:30. We should be done probably by about 2:30 or maybe even sooner. I'm bringing my kayak with me. As soon as I'm done, I'm heading fishing, friends. And I have not decided whether to either go south to Monterey Bay or north. Right now I'm thinking of Timber Cove. Have not decided which one of those. I'm going to try to fish for something easy like rockfish and lingcod. So I'm going to go try to fish on a reef. So that's the plan for Saturday. I am looking forward to it. I have this job that I'm going out of town on Thursday, going to the Rock and Pod Expo, and I have to finish this job before then, and the pressure's on. I really should be working through the weekend to get this job done, but sometimes you just got to go fishing, friends, and this weekend is one of them. Hopefully the weather will be good. All right, I have an audio comment. I have not listened to this yet, so play it together. Hello, caller.
Hello, Michael Butler. How are you doing?
I am super great. Could not be better. Thank you for asking.
That is fantastic. Yes. Glad to hear it. Hey, this is David.
Hey, David.
I used to be called the Rock and Roll Burrow when I did From the Burrow.
Oh, yeah,
but
From the Burrow podcast. Is David, is he the guy? I had a radio show, or one of these guys, it was either From the Burrow or somebody else had a punk radio cast. It's probably not you, is it, Dave? I was on punk radio cast, had Rock and Roll Geek Show on its roster, actually for 1 week. I decided to do a good clean fun with my friend Jasper and me on punk radio or one of these streaming internet sites, and It was like a streaming radio station. So they had a chat room going, and we decided to do a good, clean fun. And there were a bunch of punk rock fans, not fans of the show, but fans of punk rock in the chat room. And I decided to be super punk rock and play a Katy Perry tune. And I got thrown off the station. after like after one show. So there you go. I hope, is that you, Dave from the Borough? I don't think it is.
I don't do that anymore, so I guess that's a retired name. But I'm sure you are well aware that I will be joining up with you at the Rockin' Pod Expo coming up in just about a week.
Speaking of the Rockin' Pod Expo, coming up this Saturday, I'm leaving on Thursday. I'm going to be getting there Thursday night. I have no idea where I'm staying. I have no effing clue where I'm staying at. I think they might be putting me up. I don't know. I really got to get my crap together. Friday night, there's a pre-party at some bar with The Tip playing, one of my favorite new bands. And then Saturday is the Rockin' Pod Expo. And one of the perks, it was a GoFundMe thing, and one of the perks was if you donated in the name of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, I think if you donated $100, you got to co-host a show with your friend Michael Butler. So I think Dave was one of those people.
I guess.
Back it up to you, Dave. Sorry.
Well aware that...
Yes, I am fully aware that I'm having a conversation with a voicemail. That's what I do on the Rock and Roll Geek Show if you're a Dog Days friend. Okay.
I will be joining up with you at the Rockin' Pod Expo coming up in just about a week and a half, I guess.
Yes.
And super excited to record a podcast with you. I can't even believe it's really happening because I've been...
Oh, wait a minute. Is this an ass-kissing segment? I better find the ass-kissing with Butler, a little promo somebody made me. Let's see if I can find it here.
I need an intro for the ass-kiss of the week segment, too, please. Somebody.
It would be my pleasure to have you
kiss my hiney.
Kiss my ass.
All right, back to you, Dave, from the Borough. Oh, I'm delirious.
Casting myself since around 2007, and I remember when
back up. I think I missed a little bit of ass kissing. Hold on a second. Back it up here.
I can't even believe it's really happening because I've been podcasting myself since around 2007, and I remember when I started, you and specifically Jasper of the Plan 9 Rock Show are huge, huge influences on my podcasting career. Basically, it was you guys and a bunch of NPR podcasts, and I knew I couldn't quite do the NPR style, but when I heard you and Jasper, I was like, hey, these guys, A, are laid back.
Hey, if those idiots can do a podcast, anybody can.
Really good at what they do, and they give me something to kind of, aspire to. So
yeah,
I started podcasting,
okay.
Been listening to you for a long time. I remember actually listening to you on a trip I took to St. Louis in 2007, and I've been listening pretty much ever since then. So it's going huge honor to get to meet you.
No,
to sit
the
down.
Honor will be mine, and the Tecates will be on me. I'm going to have a 30-pack of Tecates. Am I going to be able to bring a cooler? Damn, I'm going to have to fucking load up my cooler too, aren't I? I think I'm going to put all my podcasting stuff in a RTIC cooler. Maybe I can fit my podcasting suitcase in the RTIC cooler and check that through baggage. Then I can bring a 30-pack of Tecates into the expo with me.
To actually be on the same recording as you. It's going to be an amazing experience.
Yeah.
So I just,
hey man, I hope your hopes aren't too high because when you meet me, most people are quite disappointed, friend.
You know, I'm sure you're aware, or maybe you're not, but you have
not.
You've influenced obviously a lot of people
really
over the years, and I'm just really glad to see you're still doing it. I love Rock and Roll Geek. I love Mad
Thanks.
At Dad. Mad at Dad isn't.
Did you hear that, Dave Slusher? He loves Mad at Dad. Back it up. I can't get enough ass kissing. Let me back it up.
I'm just really glad to see you're still doing it. I love Rock and Roll Geek. I love Mad at Dad. Mad at Dad is an amazing show. And
really?
He's
bullshitting, right, Dave Slusher? I think he's bullshitting.
Yours come out is one of the first things I listen to for the day. So I just want to kind of kiss your ass here
Thank
and let you know
friend.
That I'm excited to
get
to do this. So I'm enjoying the Dog Days of podcasting. I'm glad you're doing every day. It's amazing. I can't even Can't even fathom that. But I hope you are having a great day, whatever you're doing, fishing, painting, whatever you're doing. And I will see you soon in Nashville. Hope to drink a beer with you and have some good conversation.
We will drink.
Keep doing what you do, man.
We will drink many Tecates, but I don't know about the conversation. When I'm in, you take the microphone away from me, Dave. I clam up. I am super shy and quiet and introverted when I don't have a microphone on. So maybe I'll just carry a microphone around with me the whole time, and then I'll be outgoing Michael Butler. All right. You too can leave me an audio comment, The Last Kissing, or you can tell me I'm an asshole and I should give up podcasting because after 13 years, I still am just as unprofessional as ever. So maybe you should put that in the subject of your email and all right, or your audio comment. All right. You can leave me an audio comment. The ways you can do it are you can call area code 706-621-ROCK. That's area code 706-621-7625. Or you can do the preferred way like Dave from the borough did. He just emailed it to rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. All right. I'm going to play a song now, and we're going to get the hell out of here so I have to type up an estimate for work, and then I'm going to go lay down on the couch with the dogs, and I will be surely zonked out within 15 minutes. I'm so tired and delirious. I apologize if I'm out of it, but 3 or 4 Tecates. I don't think I'm drunk off 3 or 4 Tecates. I think I'm just drunk off of delirious tiredness. But that being said, I'm going to take a sip of this fine Tecate. Did I tell you how you can reach me? Who cares? I'm going to close out with now a song by, I was going to spin the wheel, but a new song came down on the Pledge Music. I pledge to the new Darkness record, which is called Pinewood Smile. I support artists that I like, and the Darkness is one of my favorite bands. They're in my top three bands. Cheap Trick, my favorite band of all time, and they're still my favorite current band because they're still putting out albums, but other current bands, The Darkness is right up there because they make me forget about my troubles and enjoy what rock and roll is all about, which is forgetting your troubles and having a good time, and I love The Darkness for that. The song is called Solid Gold. I think that they've been playing a lot of these new songs live, and I have purposely refrained from, pardon me, a bourbon was fun, Tecate. My phone's going crazy. I have purposely refrained from listening to these new songs live because I want to be surprised when every time a new song comes down, I want to be surprised. So this one just came down today. The album is coming out in, I think, October 6th or something like that. It's going to be called Pinewood Smile from The Darkness. This song is called Solid Gold. Not only did they, quote, drop the new song, but they also dropped a new video to go along with it. And when I watched the video, the songs are good enough. They're not great, but they're catchy enough, and they're quite good. I mean, they're not fantastic, but they're decent. But when you watch the video of the song, so far I've seen two. They have Solid Gold and what is the other one? I can't remember the name of the other one. I'm so out of it and so delirious. It'll come to me one of these days, but probably not today. Anyway, when you watch the videos that go along with them, the songs are way better. And this one is not different. It's way better after you watch the video as well. All right, the song is called Solid Gold from The Darkness. Thanks for listening, friends. I will talk to you tomorrow with day 19 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm going to get some sleep and so I can get up super early in the morning. Here is The Darkness. Thank you for the donations. Please keep the donations coming. Without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled, falling asleep at the wheel from no sleep and getting hit head-on by a semi-truck kind of death. All right.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.